Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Well, now it's time for Padraig Horkan, he of the Horkan Garden Centre family, to answer your garden questions. Padraig, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Pat.
Now, loads of questions, so I'll go straight into them if you don't mind. I love the smell of roses. I have a family wedding in July. What rose plants can I plant now to flower this summer, especially in July, but they've got to have good scent? That's from Ben.
Okay. Well, look, at a great time of year for planting roses, Pat. And as I said before, roses that are planted in the spring will flower this coming summer. If you want something scented, Arthur Bell is a beautiful bright yellow rose. Rhapsody in Blue is one of my favourites. It's actually a blue rose, purpley blue rose with a fabulous scent. Super Trooper is a big orange variety of hybrid tea rose. Beautiful colour, beautiful scent as well. Golden Celebration, Fragrant Cloud, The Pilgrim. There's loads of different varieties, Pat. My advice would be pop into your local garden centre at this time of year. It's a great time for planting roses. Remember to feed them once a month and they'll certainly be in flower for July.
Next one is about peony rose. Why does my transplanted peony rose not flower?
Because it was transplanted. Peony roses dislike being moved. So we always advise when you're planting peony roses, and they're absolutely stunning in May, to leave them in situ. If you move it, you set the plant back for a couple of seasons. So really, at this time of year, they're vigorously growing. Give them a feed of some rose fertilizer, and you'll settle the plant. As the plant gets a little bit settled in, as it produces a good root structure, it'll come back into flowering again. But transplanted peonies are notorious for not flowering for a couple of seasons.
Now, another one about pink cherry blossom. It's not flowering at the top, only the lower branches. Should I cut off the top to encourage regrowth?
Well, remember that the top growth is the youngest part of the cherry. So that's the growth that it made last year. And it does take a season or two for that growth to harden up and produce flower buds. It could also be the fact that the cherry might have a spore or a grafted section may have kicked into growth. So it may be the rootstock that's growing up as well. If the listener could take a picture of it, Pat, and maybe send it into the programme, mm-hmm. I can have a closer look at it. The time for pruning cherries is after flowering. So mid to late May, if you want to do any pruning on cherries, don't prune them at this time of year. Allow them to come into full leaf and then do the pruning. So early summer is the time to prune them back. But maybe take a photograph. I'm guessing it could be the fact that the rootstock has kicked into growth. Again, a photograph will tell me that.
Very good. Jim has been on. I have a lovely biggish red Acer. It's outside, been there for the last 15 years, but it seems to be dying slowly over the past 3 years with a lot of dead branches. Is it a goner?
Well, any dead branches should be certainly pruned back. All the maples, the Acers, are coming into leaf at the moment, so you can see quite clearly where to cut it back to. Give it a good feed as well. Give it a tree and shrub fertilizer, something like the Osmo Pro 6 on trees. And our trees in general and shrubs and hedging plants should be fed at this time of year, and that'll hopefully help to encourage it back and, again, bring it back into vigour.
Is it too early to sow beetroot, peas and cabbages directly due to the current weather? Can I begin? I can't wait to get started. That is Isabella in Galway.
Well, Isabella, the good weather is coming this weekend. It's going to be fantastic weather for getting back out into the garden. And all the plants that Isabel mentioned can be sown directly into the garden soil. You could also visit your local garden centre because all the plants are available that we sowed 5 or 6 weeks ago. They're ready for planting out now. And it's often a good idea to plant vegetable plants and seed at the same time so that you get continuous cropping through the summer.
I have some very large laurel hedging bushes in my garden, currently flowering and getting even larger. When is the best time to trim them? How should I go about it? I really need to reduce them by at least a third, and I'm tempted to really go at them, but maybe this will only make them grow faster. That's from Nuala.
Well, the good news is that laurel can be pruned in response to pruning back. We are in the nesting season, Pat, so birds are nesting in hedgerows and in laurel and lots of plants at the moment. So the best time to prune them will be September after the nesting season. Laurel can be pruned as hard as you want, so you can be quite vigorous and prune it back by up to a metre and a half, no problem whatsoever. And once you do that, it's a matter of keeping the hedge maintained then on an annual basis. Laurel requires trimming twice in the season, so very early in spring and then late in autumn to keep it maintained.
This one definitely for you, Padraig. Currently planting up summer window boxes and hanging baskets with serfinias and petunias. I'm based in Mayo. Is it too early to put them out?
Well, serfinias and petunias can take a little bit of frost. Now, we did have grass frost last night, Pat. So if you are putting your baskets out or your window boxes, cover them over with a little bit of garden fleece until about the middle of May. After the middle of May, there's little or no risk of frost. The other key tip with serfinia petunias is to pinch them back after planting. That simply means pinching out or cutting off the end shoots. That will double the number of branches and double the amount of flowers you'll get from the plants. But do give them a little bit of frost protection if frost is promised.
Now, this one is about Bertie Ahern going to a scenic spot in Kerry at Glansharoon near Castle Island. He planted a tree to mark the Good Friday Agreement. It's a Sambucus black tree elder. Can you ask Padraig how best to care for this peace tree? Pruning, fertilising, etc.
And what a beautiful plant. So this is Sambucus black lace. And in the name, you can nearly describe the plant. Sambucus is related to our common elder. You know, the plant that we use for the elder flowers for wine. Sambucus is a first cousin of that. But the leaves are dark purple, nearly black in colour. And they have this lace effect, very similar to a Japanese maple. But it's a really simple plant to grow. It responds very well from being pruned back in early spring at this time of year. It's just come into leaf. So now is the time to cut it back. You can take 18 inches, 2 feet off the plant. The more you trim it, the nicer the colour from the Sambucus black lace. And not only do you get really good foliage colour that lasts until November, it comes into flower in June and July with beautiful large pink flowers, and they bear a berry in the winter. So it was actually a terrific plant to select because you've got very interesting foliage, beautiful flowers, great plant for biodiversity because the bees will pollinate the flowers in June and July. And then you've got the red berries for the birds in the autumn. Again, you can make a beautiful wine from the berries as well. So a really good choice. Now is the time to prune it. Now is the time to feed it. And you just prune it to shape every spring.
A final one. I have a lot of red algae staining on my house and on the garage walls. The red stain runs the full length of both walls, which are in the shade. Is there anything I can put on to control and remove it?
Okay, so this is red algae. You'd often see walls, white walls stained with it. It's an algae growth, and in a shaded area, it's going to be compounded. You can use a treatment called Pro-Pak. It's a liquid. You simply mix it in water. You apply it to the stain, the entire wall area. It'll control the red algae within about 6 or 7 days. And now, this weekend would be a good time to do that with the dry weather.
Padraig, thank you very much for all of that. That's Padraig Horkin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.